Well, Alexia, I'm looking at your shoes and you've got your dancing shoes on because there's going to be a lot of dancing this weekend.
Yeah, there is. Starting on Saturday, it's going to be the third annual Dance for a Cause. And that's a Zumba fitness and mixed fit dance party for people who are 18 years old and over. And that's from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday at Boots and Bourbon. And tickets are $10 in advance and $15 at the door.
Okay, so we'll get our Zumba on tomorrow, but tonight, let's do a little bit of flamenco.
Yeah, tonight will be the fourth concert in a series called Flamenco Fridays, and it will feature flamenco dancer La Emmy and singer Vicente Griego at 7 p.m. at the Ramada Palms Lava Lounge. And Flamenco Fridays is a partnership between the Ramada Palms, Las Cruces Music, and the Flamenco Dance Departments at NMSU and Alma de Arte to provide Las Cruces with authentic flamenco in an intimate atmosphere with food and drink.
So we've got Zumba, we've got flamenco. Let's kick it off with a big fiesta in Mesilla, 16 de septiembre.
Yeah, so the town of Mesilla is going to host its annual celebration to commemorate Mexican Independence Day on Saturday and Sunday at the historic plaza in Mesilla. And the event's going to include a parade at 11 a.m. on Saturday, arts and crafts, vendors, food, rides, and live music. And, of course, it's free.
Now, the big differential on this is that 16 de septiembre is the actual independence from Spain, as opposed to Cinco de Mayo, which is often seen as a big party day across this country, which was just a battle against the French.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a big event happening in Mesilla. This is 6 de septiembre tomorrow. Check it out. Should be a lot of fun. Taste for Your Impulse. This is an oldie but a goodie. A classic is how I like to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Day's Hamburgers.
Yeah, Day's Hamburgers is located downtown at 295 North Main Street, and the restaurant has a very family feel to it and serves American classics like burgers, hot dogs, burritos, salads, and sides like chili cheese fries, onion rings, and mozzarella sticks.
What I like about this place is that, it's a classic mm-hmm. joint. You walk in, you get that feeling of stepping back a little bit in time, and the food is tasty.
Yeah, and I was actually surprised to find out that they actually serve breakfast, too.
They do breakfast?
Yeah, from 8 to 11 a.m. They have burritos with different combinations. You can get things like egg, cheese, bacon, and sausage. And then they have the great morning biscuit with egg.
I'm so used to going there on Saturdays during the farmer's market.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I go with my kids. And it's like, hey, let's just take a day's break and go in on a Saturday. But I didn't realize they were open for breakfast. That's good to know.
Yeah. So definitely check it out for breakfast if you've never tried it before. And one thing I do want to note, too, that the freelancer pointed out was that Day's Hamburgers does automatically serve their burgers with mustard, onions, and lettuce. So you want to, like, take that in mind when you're ordering.
And that's the classic way I like it. So
yeah.
That's why I like Day's, because mm-hmm. it is the classic mustard, onions, and lettuce.
Yeah, so that's their traditional recipe.
Okay. All right. Alexia, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay.